Today on Real Radio.
Deception by nature, church, is subtle, and Satan's a master of it. It starts ever so slowly. But God has given you and I the Word of God to discern what is true from what is false, to know the truth. Lack of Bible commitment sets yourself up for deception.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues in his series through Paul's second New Testament letter to the Corinthians. Pastor Jack's in a mini-series that takes a look at the first four verses of chapter 11, a passage that warns believers not to be led astray, quote, as the serpent deceived Eve. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs now with more in his multi-part series called With This Mind.
If you're attending an interfaith prayer meeting, you're wasting your time. When you gather people together of different faiths who worship different Jesuses and different gods, and you're praying, then you're no different than what the Old Testament warned, that God said, don't you ever mix my temple and my worship with the pagan gods of the unbelievers. And we get invitations all the time, come and pray. And the religions that are coming to the prayer meeting know not God. And I'm forbidden to go. God will not allow me to go. It's a different spirit. And Paul's warning the church at Corinth, don't do that. Remember that discernment is to set apart, is to separate, to judge. The Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 3:15, Paul speaks to Timothy and he says, and that from childhood you have known, that's key, the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise. There's the word discerning, for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. My dear friends, that's an awesome verse to memorize. 2 Timothy 3:15. It is the Bible that gives you wisdom on to know what to do and what not to do, to who to worship, who not to worship. Hebrews 5:14. It's quiet in here. You guys okay? Yes. Hebrews 5:14 says, but solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is spiritually mature, that is those who by reason of use, in other words, the Bible is active in their lives, have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil, truth from error. Tragically, the lack of this is what's behind what I consider today a false church movement. I believe there's a false church movement in America, for that matter, in the world. And there are people, they've got Bibles, and it's cool music, cool stage, cool presentation, no mention of sin, no mention of the cross, no mention of repentance, no mention of lamenting over the fact that you and I have sinned against the holy God, that we are condemned to hell without Christ, that he came to set us free because the love of God put Jesus on the cross that we might be freed. And it's not some recreational belief. It is heaven or hell. It is life or death. Well, man, that's intolerant. That's what the world says. And that's what those false movements are saying. Sin apparently is so bad that no good human could have died to take our place. Apparently, sin is so bad that no angel could die in our place. Clearly, sin is so bad that God himself and alone could appease the demands of righteousness. It had to be the righteousness of Christ dying for the hideousness of my sin to set me free. And to some that offends them, and to some boneheads like me, it delights my soul. Jesus died for me. That's the biblical Jesus. Jude 1, verse 4 in the New Living Translation says, Jude 1, 4 says, I say this because some ungodly people have wormed their way into your churches, saying that God's marvelous grace allows us to live immoral lives. The condemnation of such people was recorded long ago, for they have denied our only master and Lord, Jesus Christ. Strong word, huh? 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. By covetousness, they will exploit you with deceptive words. 1 Timothy 4:1. Now the Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, expressly says that in the latter times, some will depart from the faith. Watch this. Number one, giving heed, that is, to grant attention to deceiving spirits. Wow. And two, doctrines of demons, that is, teachings, instructions to give audience regarding doctrines of demons. Isn't it amazing that according to the Bible, there's the Holy Spirit who's doing the warning, and there are deceiving spirits doing the undermining, and the source are doctrines of demons, demonic activity. So who is behind the undermining of biblical authority? Doctrines of demons, Satan. Who is behind the redefinition of marriage? Did you know that? Redefinition of marriage is not a political issue. It never was. Who invented marriage, ladies and gentlemen? Where do you find that in? Genesis chapter 1. The culture wants to redefine marriage. Where is the source of that deception? Doctrines of demons. We have to remember that. You can't get upset at people and get ugly and mean at people. They've been deceived by doctrines of demons. Who is behind teaching of the emotionally based theology, the feel? Oh, just feel right now. If you feel this feeling, if you have this burning in your bosom, it must be true. Doctrines of demons. Who's behind the private interpretation of Scripture? What do I mean by that? There'll be those who will come to you and say, God told me and showed me as I was praying through the night. I saw this light emanate. And God told me to tell you that this is what you're supposed to do. The Bible says there is no private interpretation of Scripture. Are you a Christian? Yes. Then let God speak to you. Judge everything according to the Word. By the way, think of this. Who is behind the spirit of lawlessness that's going on in our state and the nation and the world for that matter? Doctrines of demons. Who's behind the explosion and the duplication of false churches? Doctrines of demons. Think of what spirit would be behind the abortion agenda? Have you read your Old Testament? It was the doctrines of demons that were bent on having Israelis and pagans alike sacrifice what? Their children. The only one who wins in that is Satan. Remarkable. Man-made Christianity today, if there's such a thing, says things like this. You can be a Christian adulterer. Now look, you can be an adulterer, but when you come to Christ, I guarantee you one thing. You can be committing adultery the Sunday morning before you go to church, or whenever you hear the gospel, and accept the gospel. And from that moment on, you will not be very successful at being an adulterer after that. You may trip up in your adultery after becoming a Christian, but it will make you vomit. It will make you know. You'll know, God does not want me to do this. I've sinned. And you can go down the list. You cannot be a Christian thief. You can be a thief and then get saved, but you can't be saved and continue to be a thief. I recently heard a pastor of a church say that you can be a Christian sodomite or a Christian homosexual. Books are being written on this topic now, and because of political correctness, people are swallowing it because that's what they want. And the Bible says the exact opposite. The Bible says, God says, I can save you from all that. You cannot be, listen, you can be a liar and then come to Christ and be saved. But you can't come to Christ and then continue being a liar. The Holy Spirit will not allow it. What is God saying in your life? You're deceiving yourself if you think, well, you know what? I used to be a drunk. I accepted Jesus Christ, and I'm still a drunk, and that's just the way that it is. The Holy Spirit is saying no to you. He's saying, I've got a better way for you to live. I've got life for you. Surrender to him. There's a spirit afoot to destroy and to kill. And I know this is not popular to say, but I must tell you the truth. If somebody dresses it up in spirituality and they've got a church setting and they say, you know what, if it feels good, do it. He who dies with the most toys in Jesus' name wins. It's the survival of the fittest in Jesus' name. No. That is, listen, there was a time when the church was so full of the Holy Spirit and the knowledge of the Word of God that when it was infused into a culture, it so lit up that culture that people either said, away from us, we want nothing to do with you, or there were those who ran to its doors for sanctuary. Do you understand? The preaching of the cross divides. It divides. The cross divides. Jesus, poor Jesus, he didn't know how politically incorrect he was being. When he preached about himself going to the cross and the Pharisees attacked him and mocked him, and Jesus said, if you had Abraham as your father, you would understand the words that I'm speaking to you. But you don't have Abraham as your father, he said. You have Satan as your father, and his works you will do. That's pretty radical, don't you think? I've got a feeling today if Jesus showed up and preached these exact same words, half the church would get up and walk out on him. Because so much of a false spirit with a false Jesus has permeated man-made Christianity. That things are being allowed and tolerated that, in my opinion, are an absolute abomination to God. And it breaks my heart. 2 John 1:7 warns us. 2 John 1:7, for many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. Listen, let me keep that verse up there, but let me put it to you this way. Who confess not that Jesus, the Messiah, is come in the flesh, meaning he pre-existed in his fleshly humanity. He's the eternal Christ. He's the Jesus who is the Messiah. He's the Jesus who has always existed, and he showed up in human flesh. Listen, you cannot find a cult on the planet that adheres to that. Only a Christian adheres to this. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. 1 John 2:18. Little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard that antichrist shall come, even now there are many antichrists whereby we know that it is the last time or the last days. 1 John 2:22. Who is a liar but he that denies that Jesus is the Christ? Wow. I just had some of those people at my door. He is antichrist that denies the Father and the Son. Islam denies the Father and the Son. Did you know that? Did you hear me? Yes. Islam denies the Father and the Son. Don't let anyone tell you that Islam worships the same God that you and I worship. They do not. Completely opposite. We'll see more of that in a moment. 1 John 4:1. 1 John 4:1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this we know, or you know, the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. Mark 13:22. You guys okay? Mark 13:22. Jesus said, "For false Christ and false prophets shall arise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if possible, even the elect." Luke 21:8. Jesus said, "Take heed that you do not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time has drawn near. Therefore, do not go after them." Matthew 7:15. "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their lifestyle," their fruits, how they live. And then third and finally, we'll go out with a bang. Stronger faith leads to spiritual discernment, and that leads to us exposing the darkness. He says, or a different gospel. This is shocking. A different gospel, which you have not accepted. There's going to be those coming with a different gospel. And Paul says, my great fear is that you guys might very well put up with it. The word is this. There'll be those coming with a different Jesus, by a different spirit, preaching a different gospel. And what scares me to death, Corinthians, is that you'll tolerate them. The word different here is that same word, heteros. It means to be something that is not the original, to be a mutation, something other than that which is real. Listen, Paul ends in verse 4 with a sad rebuke. You may well put up with it. It's an amazing, terrifying sarcasm. Basically, he's saying this: Corinthians, I poured my heart out to you guys. I brought you the real Jesus. And then after I left, these guys came in with a different Jesus, a different spirit, a different gospel. You allowed them to permeate the churches in Greece, undermining everything that's true. And you just put up with them because they're great orators. They're very, very polished speakers. And you were wowed by them coming to town. And you were swayed by the presentation, and you have been tolerant of them. And Paul, listen, Paul would say, you should consider something. You should give the truth the tolerance that you have allowed the false. I can't warn you enough about how this closes. Deception by nature, church, is subtle, and Satan's a master of it. It starts ever so slowly. But God has given you and I the Word of God to discern what is true from what is false, to know the truth. Lack of Bible commitment sets yourself up for deception. And the deception is going to get stronger and greater. Listen, when you want to know something, you go far back as possible to the source. You don't go to things that are new. You go back to the source. And for example, if being nice is how you got into heaven, don't raise your hand, but do you think being nice is how you get into heaven? If being nice is how you get into heaven, then Mormons have got us beat hands down. I know Mormons, and they're sweethearts. I know Mormons that are, their morality is commendable. I have friends who are Mormons. Look, thank God that the Mormons stood in defense of marriage in 2008. Where were the Christians? But when they knock on my door and we start talking about Jesus, they've got to go through all kinds of hoops to stay away from the argument, for example, and the constant changing of their revelations and doctrines. For example, that Lucifer and Jesus of Mormonism are spirit brothers whose ideas were put forth on how to redeem the lost on earth. Jesus put forth his offer, Lucifer put forth his offer, and Adam God accepted Jesus' offer, and Jesus came here, Lucifer's was rejected, and thus he became the devil, and he's been trying to thwart his brother's redemptive plan ever since. That's Mormon doctrine. That ain't my Jesus. Mormon doctrine teaches that if you are a good, faithful temple Mormon, you can achieve godhood. Beware of anyone who says you can become a god. I heard that before somewhere in the Garden of Eden. You can't get to heaven by being nice. You can only get to heaven by having the right Jesus. Listen, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And I mentioned it earlier, the Jesus of Islam. The Jesus of Islam is a sinner. The Jesus of Islam is a prophet who worships Muhammad. The Jesus of Islam, listen, I know, I get letters from pastors in this community rebuking me for saying what I just said. And I personally believe if that's their Jesus, they're lost while they're pastoring the church. Or I should say they're lost while they're in the pulpit. Because that's not the biblical Jesus. The Jesus of Islam doesn't love you. The Jesus of Islam cannot save you. That ain't my Jesus. Listen, friends, I end with this last statement, this last verse. If just a couple of hundred years ago there was no Mormonism, then why would you believe in Mormonism? If just up until about 700 years ago there was no Islam, why would you believe in Islam? When you can go back to the moment God said, in the beginning, and go from your Bible to Genesis to Revelation and meet the same Lord all the way through. Galatians 1, verses 6 through 8, I thank God, is still bright in my Bible. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, a second testament, which is not another. But there are some that trouble you and would pervert, metastasize is the word, the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which you have than that we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As I said before, so I say now again, if any man preaches any other gospel unto you than what you have received, let him be accursed. No angel, no prophet, no message. Jesus brought you your salvation. Do you know the right Jesus?
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a study called With This Mind. It's a lesson taken from the first four verses of 2 Corinthians chapter 11. With This Mind is part of Pastor Jack's verse-by-verse series through this New Testament letter, which will continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. By the way, have you had a chance to sign up for Pastor Jack's weekly devotionals? They're called Real Life Devotions. You get a new Real Life Devotion in your inbox every Monday. Real Radio listeners who subscribe to Real Life Devotions just love them. And the messages of appreciation are coming in from all over, like this one. Pastor Jack, thank you for the loving message from our Lord Jesus Christ. Prayers of peace and joy to you and your family, as well as all the believers at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. Aloha from Hawaii. And that comes from Scott. Well, aloha back at you, Scott. Subscribe to Pastor Jack's Real Life Devotions. Visit reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Visit reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Now, if you need to get in touch by telephone, here's the number, 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.